around the horizons and gossips nastily with other storms. Mightily Oates had tried a conversation with himself a few times, but the problem with the conversation was that the other person had to join in. Occasionally he heard a snore from behind him. When he looked around, the wow hawk on her shoulder flapped its wings in his face. Sometimes the snoring would stop with a grunt, and a hand would tap him on a shoulder and point out a direction which looked like every other direction. It did so now.
"What's that you're singing?" Granny demanded.
"I wasn't singing, very loudly."
"What's it called?"
"It's called Om is in his holy temple."
"Nice tune," said Granny.
"It keeps my spirits up," Oates admitted. A wet twig slapped his face. After all, he thought, I may have a vampire behind me, however good she is.
"You take comfort from it, do you?"
"I suppose so.
Even that bit about smiting evil with thy sword?
That'd worry me if I was an Omnian. Do you get just a little sort of a tap for a white lie but minced up for murder? That's the sort of thing that'd keep me awake of nights." "Well, actually, I shouldn't be singing it at all, to be honest. The convocation of E struck it from the songbook as being, incompatible with the ideals of modern Omnianism."
"That line about crushing infidels?
That's the one, yes.
You sung it anyway, though."
"It's the version my, grandmother taught me," said Oates.
"She was keen on crushing infidels."
"Well, mainly I think she was in favour of crushing Mrs. Ahrim next door, but you've got the right idea, yes. She thought the world would be a better place with a bit more crushing and smiting."
Probably true."
"Not as much smiting and crushing as she'd like, though, I think," said Oates. "A bit judgmental, my grandmother."
"Nothing wrong with that. Judging is human."
"We prefer to leave it ultimately to Om," said Oates, and out here in the dark that statement sounded lost and all alone.
"Being human means judging all the time," said the voice behind him. "This and that, good and bad, making choices every day, that's human."
"And are you so sure you make the right decisions?"
"No, but I'll do the best I can."
"And hope for mercy, hmm?" A bony finger prodded him in the back.
"Mercy's a fine thing, but judging comes first. Otherwise you don't know what you've been merciful about. Anyway, I always heard you Omnians were keen on smiting and crushing."
"Those were, different days. We use crushing arguments now."
"And long pointed debates, I suppose."
"Well, there are two sides to every question."
"What do you do when one of them's wrong?"
The reply came back like an arrow. "I meant that we are enjoined to see things from the other person's point of view," said Oates patiently.
"You mean that from the point of view of a torturer, torture is all right?"
"Mistress Weatherwax, you are a natural disputant."
"No, I ain't."
"You'd certainly enjoy yourself at the Synod, anyway. They've been known to argue for days about how many angels can dance on the head of a pin." He could almost feel Granny's mind working. At last she said,
"What size pin?"
I don't know, I'm afraid."
"Well, if it's an ordinary household pin, then there'll be 16.
16 angels?
"That's right."
"Why?"
"I don't know. Perhaps they like dancing."
The mule picked its way down a bank. The mist was getting thicker here.
"You've counted 16, said Oates eventually.
"No, but it's as good an answer as any you'll get. And that's what your holy men discuss, is it?"
"Not usually. There is a very interesting debate raging at the moment about the nature of sin, for example."
"And what do they think? Against it, are they?"
It's not as simple as that. It's not a black and white issue. There are so many shades of grey."
"Nope."
"Pardon?"
"There's no greys, only white that's got grubby. I'm surprised you don't know that. And sin, young man, is when you treat people as things, including yourself. That's what sin is."
"It's a lot more complicated than that."
"No, it ain't. When people say things are a lot more complicated than that, they means they're getting worried that they won't like the truth. People as things. That's where it starts."
I'm sure there's worse crimes."
"But they starts with thinking about people as things."
Granny's voice tailed off. Oates let the mule walk on for a few minutes, and then a snort told him that Granny had awoken again.
"You strong in your faith, then?" she said, as if she couldn't leave things alone.
Oates sighed. I try to be."